Shit can't smell like roses, but it can be used as manure. Now, we all have been in shitty situations, especially the ones where we give our trust, invest our money, spend our time, and deplete our energy, all to feel like, what did I actually really get out of this? Because what I thought this would do for my manifestations and what I am seeing is not adding up. But maybe we got the metric wrong.
Welcome to Unfuck Your Frequency, a manifestation and happiness podcast that helps you create a life full of your desires by exposing manifestation blind spots, dropping some truth bombs no one else seems to be saying, and giving you the raw and real look into the art of creating new realities. Get ready to break through your limitations, master your vibe, and create a life beyond logic. I'm your host, Gigi O'Brien, best-selling author, founder of G Academy, speaker, and the frequency matchmaker. Reprogramming my mind-brain interface and using frequency tuning is when life rapidly transformed from mess to magic, and I started to see insane miracles. And now I'm spilling the tea. This podcast will entertain you, expand you, and with each episode, it's my hope that you will become your own expert at manifestation. As I debunk the laws of the universe, emotional intelligence, creator consciousness, and the secrets to quantum leaping. Tune in, because your happiness is my mission. And in my universe, your dreams are already reality. So thanks for choosing you by joining me here on this podcast. Now let's vibe and manifest your wildest desires, shall we?
Over the last few years, especially the last, like I would say, 3 years, I have invested a significant amount of money into the journey of making my manifestations a reality. And what I have found is that investment created an expectation of returns, especially as it relates to what I expected to manifest. Now, we invest in ourselves. We invest, obviously, time and energy into relationships. We invest money into programs, into mentors, into thought leaders. We invest resources into our businesses. We invest even in our health. We may have personal trainers. We invest in good nutrition. We invest all the time in our lives. And I think that when we pay attention to what we're getting out of our investments. What I noticed was something that radically shocked me about the people I invested in. And fast forwarding now to today, I look back and I just realized, like me, they were in their own learning curve. And even some of the people that we find ourselves idolizing, thought leaders, gurus, mentors, coaches, they all have, I mean, the top CEOs, whatever your jam is of what you're trying to manifest, the leading people in your industry who you look to, they all have a margin for human error and expansion. And when I think about some of the things I invested in, for instance, we jump back to like 2019, 2020, Scribe Media, the guided author program, that's no longer in existence to my knowledge. Tucker Max went on to pursue his passion and live a life of self-sufficiency. 2021, Lewis Howes, Greatness Academy, is no longer in existence. He went on to focus on what his zone of genius was, which was media. And he now has a TV network launching. I think Variety just published some news about that. 2022, Grant Cardone, 10X Tech Tank, which I pitched on, got three yeses and was so excited about, but something also felt vibrationally really like red flaggy around that. That's no longer in existence. And it's okay because Grant has never been more successful at what his zone of genius is, real estate and sales and marketing, of course. Now, of course, we see a lot of people in an marketing frenzy around what they can offer us today based on what they know of themselves and what they know of their service. And life is always changing. And I think we have to have a bit more grace around how we create the metrics of our returns, because not everyone is going to give us what we need and what we want. But more importantly, people are going to change the way we always change, as you will change, as I will change, and as every human on earth doing this right is going to change and expand. Gary Vee went from hustle to happiness. Vanessa Lau went from skyrocketing success to a sabbatical. Russell Simmons went from hip hop to inner harmony. It's natural as a part of human evolution to, well,
like evolve in your understanding of who you are and who you serve and how you want to communicate those two things and honor the people who invested in your journey. No matter who we invest in, whether it be financial or energetic, the biggest takeaway I've come to find so much peace with is that the ROU never fades. So the return on you. Each of these things will serve where I am, where I am headed. And if it taught me any lesson, it's the best one I could share. When you play to your genius, you win differently.
You've heard me talk about recurring desires, but this is something that in the last few months specifically, as I've eradicated the noise of the shoulds, and I started to move in alignment with destiny, not really what I should do, but what I would do. What would I do if I was living in alignment with my highest self? What would I do? If it was a guarantee, what would I do if I was using my natural gifts, zones of genius, talents, and passions to be service to the betterment of this world? So instead of looking at what I should be doing as I lasered in on what was working for others, I really started moving with the would. What would I desire to do if I was really in alignment with my true destiny? And that's where the ROU is. Now, I began to notice that my investments were successful to the degree of my intentions. And so when I was really intentional around what I wanted to get out of it, and I had specificity around how this aligned with my manifestations, it was really, really beneficial. When I could see the end and feel the end and be in the alignment, then everything really worked out. And while a lot of people have their own strategy, it can be really shitty when you're trying to follow a strategy that's designed for them and it works so well for them, but it's actually not in your highest alignment for what's destined for you. And when the frequency isn't matching up, you are in a God-blessed funk of opportunity. And if you're one of those people, when life gives you lemons, then you know how we do. We take the shitty situations in life and we cultivate a harvest because we can use them as manure to produce more successful outcomes because we were in the very situation that a lot of people would be defeated by. It's what you produce with the shit that life hands you that matters the most.
I'm not a new year, new you kind of person necessarily, because I feel like I'm doing that on a daily basis, just as I connect with my alignment and I evaluate where I had my champagne frequency, my champagne moments, my wins, where would I do my revisions? Where was I, you know, out of alignment, and where could I bridge the gap of who I was in a moment and who I could have embodied to create a better result, to attract a better result, to attract a new reality. And so it was very interesting for me when I reached the end of 2023 and I felt like November snugged in. I was in the middle of my existential inquisition. I was not on social media and I started to ask a lot of deeper questions around my happiness and my truth. And I realized I was trying to be happy with the life I had instead of creating a life that would make me happiest. And this is a massive, massive, massive thing to do. Because when you start to take away all the things that sabotage and numb the degree of happiness in your life, you become really clear around where those roots are anchored around what you're dissatisfied with, where those seeds are planted and where the roots run deep. Where the protection mechanisms, defense mechanisms, and all these things are that defend a reality instead of create a destiny. And I think that we have this tendency to really defend our safe zone and try to make it good. If we want to like lend a hand from toxic positivity, we get really positive around how things could be worse, law of relativity. And I'm here for it all day long, especially in the context of generating gratitude from a frequency perspective. But if it's at the expense of your true happiness, I invite you to ask some deeper questions around who you are, what you want,
and if the life you are living matches those two things up. And so what I realized was I jumped into a lot of programs. I started following leaders. I started hiring mentors to bridge a gap for me. And these are some of the takeaways I take accountability for as I look back from the end of 2023, sort of November to now, and a radical transformation in my life, quantum leaps out of this world. Like I've had ringing in my ears for about 3 days, which they say is like, you know, a shift in consciousness completely. I have had manifestations that have been pending for years start to take traction in an unprecedented and exponential rate. And I wondered why I didn't get what I needed out of the things that I invested in before. So I wanted to take a few minutes to share my takeaways and my sort of wisdom around what I learned as I reflected on those investments. And these are some of the things I want to take accountability for in case my revelations serve you in expanding into a better alignment with what you desire to have in this life, who you desire to be in this life, and all the things that we talk about on this podcast. So some of the things I want to take accountability for was that I put my golden ticket energy into another person instead of putting it into myself. I am the golden ticket. And the only way that that golden ticket gets utilized is by becoming the utility, becoming the force that generates the energy. You are your own energetic resource. You are your own utility. Like at the end of the day, when you replenish yourself and you activate your truth, it's an infinite resource. It's source itself. And we are so divinely, uniquely created that sometimes when we're focused so much on what's working in the external world, we forget our internal capacity to do things our way. And I mistook following for leading and learning for execution. I am the only one who can lead my life. And I overvalued proximity to greatness and undervalued my embodiment of greatness. I am responsible for owning and establishing my greatness. I am born great. I am born worthy. You are born great. You are born worthy. And I think that it's a real call to bring it back home to you. The ROU, the return on you. So when I got to the end of the year and I felt like I noticed this moment where, you know, I had done all the trainings, all the programs, I had built the business, I had ticked the boxes, I had understood the assignment, I had the epiphanies, I had the revelations, I cleared the vibrational debris. I did the soul work, I did the homework, I did the work. And it's just funny because you get to this point where you've done the programs, you've invested your time, your money, your energy. And all of a sudden you look around and you get to the end of the mastermind or the mentorship is completed or you've binge watch all of the resources or you finish reading books. The courses are done and, you know, the companies that you so closely watch and their CEOs, you know, some don't make it through the year, some are dissolved and some are scaling radically. I felt like this moment where everything was kind of just moving on. Something that I was so closely integrated in and invested in was just like dissipating in front of my eyes and it was moving on without me. And I felt like I lost my golden ticket. You know, these things that I had invested in didn't get me where I thought they would. And I was using the wrong metrics. I wasn't looking at my return on myself. I was looking at my return on my expectations. I felt misled. I felt like I had not done enough, taken enough action, and I was left with me and my evaluation of my shortcomings against my tall expectations. And it was a real moment. I think when you invest in enough things, you get to a point where you realize like it's all or nothing because the ROU never fades. The frustration of lack is the desire of abundance, polarity. The ick that you feel is the inspiration to be better. The world is you pushed out. The trigger is the invitation and the offense is the opportunity. If you're offended by something, it is an opportunity for you. And when we process what happens to us, we can move with the lesson as us. Everyone is a character that helps our individual expansion. And I was joking last night. I was like, you know, everyone in our lives like plays a role for what we're meant to do in this lifetime. And so I was like joking. I was like, roll call for Gigi's time on Earth. Like, we're going to need a guy to hold her at knife point in bed. And we're going to need like this dickhead and that like shitty experience. Who wants to play the roles? And it's just like, everyone's like, you know what, man, I want to be a part of this. I'm going to go down and I'm going to do that. And she's going to expand and we're all going to expand. And this is going to be fun, you know? And I think there's a lot of humor to be found in just making it a little bit more comical and being a bit more objective and stepping back and realizing like everything is happening for us. Even the people who let us down, I dare say, especially the people who let us down, are our greatest assets. You know, hindsight has 20/20 vision because it's so easy to look back and nitpick at all the things that could have been done differently and done better. But we are human. There is an inevitable margin of human error, which is the very deliciousness of expansion itself as collective consciousness. I mean, like, you would never binge on a Netflix show that was just like, happy-go-lucky, daisies, cotton candy, rainbows, butterflies, and the smell of roses. Like, we're human. It's inevitable. Not having our needs met sure as heaven shows us exactly what our needs are. When we do not get the support we need, it illuminates the most critical areas to be nurtured and focused on. And we see this especially when we deprive ourselves of what we need for our health. But we have to look at this in terms of what we, inverted commas, need or desire for our manifestations as well. The milestones we don't meet can either fade in their fascination, which is a good telltale that they're maybe not your true desires, or the peak of frustration activates the I'm ready to do whatever the fuck it takes energy. And that's what creates the breakthrough, because nothing or no one can then stop you. And I dare say that when you have experienced that shortcoming, the tall expectations, we can like lower the bar a bit. But if they're really your destiny, you never change your expectation of your life and your desire. You continue to rise to meet the height of what you're capable of. The lesson is more valuable than the letdown, and one cannot exist without the other. The hard lessons are the best teachers or whatever. So when life isn't going your way, focus on the ROU. Remember that everything is happening for you and it all makes sense later. The detour, the setback, the misleading and the manic, it all is there for you. Everyone's just a cast and what you're seeing is your screen. You are the projector. Life is the reflector of your reality. And so cherish it all. Cherish it all. It all awakens a part of you that is necessary to be who you desire to be, to attract what you desire to have. If I had not had the experiences that I thought were my shortcomings, holy guacamole, and to use the words of a friend of mine, Christy, crap on a cracker, son of a biscuit, like I would not be the woman I am today. And I thank God and the universe, source, divine energy every day. For every person who let me down, for bankruptcy, for tumors, for bad breakups, for failures, because my God, health has never felt better. Love has never felt more sacred. Success has never tasted as sweet. The polarity is the purpose of the pain. The pain exists because it activates your power. That's its purpose. There is nothing like being led in the wrong direction to defend the destination you're trying to get to. Like if you were in a car and you were trying to get to a specific destination and you knew that the person driving was going the wrong way, you'd be like, do you know a shortcut? And you're like, oh yeah, well, I trust you. But eventually, when they're not really getting you where you want to go, you would start to feel a way about it. until you were getting further and further away from what you desired to experience, the destination you were trying to reach. And you would start defending it. You would start being like, no, listen, because your inner knowing, your inner GPS, your soul guidance would tell you this is not the right way for me. I'm trying to get to this destination. And I feel like there's something so powerful about opposition to show us our truth. And when you look back, you know, just know that when you look back, you can reconcile these things in your life to be valuable. And it feels really valuable to tap into the law of polarity because there are few things that are more clarifying than contrast. Like I say this all the time as well, like my angels guide me, but my demons school me. It's like when things are not going our way that we're really clear about the way that we want, you know, and what we're willing to, inverted commas, fight for. So when you look back, remember to reconcile the shit show into manure and plant a garden. Like, start celebrating every blessed thing. I was about to say damn, but everything, every blessed divine thing, person, place, experience, investment that has led you to become this version of you. I promise you it matters. I promise you it matters. And there are a couple of key takeaways that I want to share. And it's that, like, no one can help you until you understand who you are. So you need to understand what your needs are, even if it's by not having them met. Leave room for human error and evolution, but decide who you are. Get to know who you are. And then decide who the right people are to support your journey of meeting your specific needs. And we have to touch on jumping the gun and trying to like sprint before you can crawl. Because I feel like when people don't do this part, they don't align with manifestations that they're intending to align with because they're jumping the gun and they're trying to get to a later phase of embodiment. And that embodiment might not be their own. They say the quality of the answers is subject to the quality of the questions. And so the more that you can question deeply what your manifestations are, this was what the whole smart manifesting method was about. P.S. Entrepreneur Daily, I saw you dropped some smart goals articles yesterday. Loved it. Really aligned with what my podcast episode was about. Big ups. But the more you can ask those deeper questions around your vision, your purpose, your magnetic motivation, and start to really solidify the answers, then you can get more out of your investments. But I think that when we invest from a confused place, hoping that it will clarify everything, that it will probably just amplify the confusion. Unless you're really clear again about what you need. And when you're really clear about what you need, ask yourself, is this the investment that's going to meet the need? I think we buy into a lot of the marketing about what things can get us, but we have to start questioning if they're the right things for us. And whether that's like love, if it was a partnership and you had a partner, like if you're not getting what you need from your husband, your boyfriend, your fling, your whatever, like, is that going to be a fruitful partnership? It's not. It's not. When needs are not met, it is really vibrationally destructive for an individual. And if you have an individual in a destructive place, you better believe that the chances and the probability are high that the partnership will be impacted in a destructive way. Your relationship with your health, your weight goals, if you want to lose weight, you know, you are in partnership with your body, mostly as your mind. And it's so funny because I feel like there's this an entire avenue around the energetics of weight loss that I'm so excited to tap into. But if your body's needs are not being met, even if you're eating and working out, but you're being sleep deprived or you're overworked, you could be eating healthy and hitting the gym and you're not getting enough sleep, or you have extreme amounts of pressure, stress, burnout, your cortisol levels are going to be high. You know, if your environment doesn't meet your needs because you have a toxic environment, both in physical hygiene and also mental hygiene,
it will be disruptive to the biological systems, your central nervous system, your hormone system, your endocrine system, and you will be out of whack. Maslow's hierarchy of needs, the basic things, your needs need to be met. Now, I have so much more to just touch on, and I'm going to make it quick so that we can wrap this up. But as we look to expand towards our destiny, we have to understand that we are going to be going through changes, and there needs to be room for self-discovery, and sometimes that feels messy. But please remember to acknowledge what got you here and allow it to be a cherished part of what carries you where you are going, especially when things start to take off. Don't forget what got you there. You know, don't forget the people, the pain, the pleasures, and don't forget the version of you that got you there as well. Because when we get to new levels, you know, people want to say that there's new devils, but there's definitely new opportunities for expansion. There are new invitations into growth. There are new triggers, inverted commas. But we have to remember the things that happened for us, i.e. to us, to allow us to be what we are becoming. And for anyone going through it where they're in the ick, and they're in the frustration, and they're in the "you're going the wrong way" to the metaphorical driver, remember, sometimes you just need a villain to be a hero. You need a villain to be a hero. And just remember that everyone in your reality is there to serve your evolution. I have come to find that the best mentor we can have is our highest self. And the best life plan is the one where God is the only idol. There is nothing that is greater than God, and there is nothing that God is not. So it's hard not to love everything when you realize that God, the universe, divinity, source, and infinite intelligence is within all. It's within every single thing. So the very thing that allows you to have your creator consciousness and to leverage the skill of manifestation to make your dreams come true, it is in everyone else as well. Law of divine oneness. We are all on our own path. So don't just judge, observe, and learn, and take what you need. It's all there for you, even the shit. But when manure becomes your source of magic, you become a magnet for miracles. So have the thoughts and feel the feels and get in the frequency funk. I'm here to unfuck your frequency. Feel the moments of blame, especially those like pointing fingers externally, you know, when you're not really feeling too accountable because it was caused by this or that or whatever. Like, that is so human. You know, we are so used to analyzing a situation and justifying our shortcomings. And we can't do it at the expense of the expansion, and we can't do it without the love of the lesson. Just remember, the world is you pushed out. We attract what we are, not what we want. And our ick is our inspiration, and our frustration is the pathway to flourishing. There has to be something that the universe is placing in your reality experiences, and even the degree to which you're capitalizing on the return of your investments. There has to be a reason that it's there the way that it's there. And I think it's there to make you question, is this aligned with my truth? Do I really want this? Where can I trust myself more? What do I actually need? And when the fuck will I own my power and greatness and flow forward in an unstoppable capacity? Where can I become the version of me I expected others to bring out in me? Where can I take accountability and see where my blame is actually my blessing? Law of correspondence, law of cause and effect. They are, if nothing, always consistent. When you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. When you change who you are, you change what you attract. I keep saying your frustration, it's going to be your path to fruition. When you look more closely at what it holds, just for you, you divine, unique being of light and goodness. You are your greatest mentor, and every single thing to this point has been for your highest ROU. Now let's go get those returns. Let's go get it. On that note, I just want to say from the bottom of my heart to yours, thank you for choosing you today by pressing play and tuning in and being here holding space with me. Until next time, stay magnetic AF and happy manifesting. If you've enjoyed this episode, make sure to check out the show notes with links to all the resources in my universe, any upcoming masterclasses, and where you can connect with me on all the other social channels. Let's vibe together and let's transform your life so that you can start living your dreams. Thanks so much for joining me. This has been a beautiful episode of Unfuck Your Frequency, the go-to manifestation and happiness podcast.